click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Last week, Thursday, we celebrated the interest rate cut that was announced by the MPC. Coupled with our analysis on the interest rate cut, we spoke very boldly to a number of analysts around the 3% inflation target that the MPC had alluded to during their presentation. And essentially, the governor, Lesetša Kganyago, saying that this will be their focus going forward. Friday, 2 o'clock, an announcement came through from National Treasury where the finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, said, hold on. No premature announcements around inflation target to be made, and that the proper due process is for National Treasury to engage with members of the SARB, as well as additional key stakeholders and a technical committee under the National Treasury to ensure that they're able to identify and then mention their inflation targeting objectives from a monetary policy point of view. If you read the Sunday newspapers, you would have seen the back and forth around the analysis here, even a conversation that I had with my colleague Sizwe Gomo on Seize the World this morning. But we focused on much of the politics. What does the policy say? What's the structure of the rules? And more so, does this make economic sense? To help us answer this question is a great friend of the show, Duma Qobule, independent economist, joining us on the show tonight. Duma, I'm excited to have this conversation with you because it can go in any direction. And I actually wish that we had Kaya to join us on this one, because there's so much perspective that can be shared here. But I guess first things first, for those who are not familiar with the relationship between National Treasury, the South African Reserve Bank, and even the separation of powers when it comes to monetary policy and fiscal policy, who essentially holds the right to make key announcements around any policy shifts and changes? Duma, joining us tonight. There we go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We can hear you loud and clear.
So first of all, I went and looked into the archives. So in February 2000, former President Thabo Mbeki announces in the SONA that we are going to introduce the finance minister is going to introduce an inflation target. And then 19 days later, on the 23rd of February, finance minister Trevor Manuel announces it. It is, he announces a target band between 3 and 6%. So it's clearly the president announced it first, then the finance minister announces it, and then we have a policy. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the Reserve Bank was totally out of order. They crossed the line when they unilaterally implemented a 3% target, a major change in monetary policy that has huge implications for our battered economy, without the approval of the president, the cabinet, other members of the new parliament, and National Treasury. So what it means is that interest rates will remain higher for longer for no reason. We already have a punitive, usurious prime lending rate of 7.5%, in one of the highest in the world, in an economy that will grow less than 1% a year. So there is no debate around it. When we talk about independence, there's no central bank in the world. There's two types of independence. So there's political or goal independence. Now, political or goal independence is set by through democratic processes in every single country. And then the central bank has operational independence. The goals that are set through political democratic processes, they must now implement using the tools at their discretion. That's how it works in every country in the world, you know. So I don't know why the central bank, the Reserve Bank, is trying to bully us. I think it's totally the time has come for South Africans to tell the bank to stay in their lane and stop this offensive campaign to bully the government and us as South Africans into submitting to this 3% inflation target. We can't have a situation where the tail is wagging the dog.
Got you. On that note, despite the calls made by the MPC to essentially focus on a 3% target, what does this mean from the technical metrics, though? Is the argument justified?
No. So let's just first say it's irrelevant whether it's justified or not. There has to be a democratic process to decide on whether we as a country want to do this. The politician, it's not any of the central banks, the Monetary Policy Committee's business. So they must be patient and wait until we have sorted this thing out as a country. So I think it's completely irrelevant whether it is a justified thing or not. But then there's a second to answer directly your question about whether it's justified. Now, I looked at the last 25 years of inflation targeting. So interest rates, There are two types of inflation. There's inflation when there's excess demand. There's too much money chasing too few goods and services.
Yes.
That's demand-led inflation. Then there's cost-push inflation when there's supply-side shocks. Now, I looked at the last 25 years after this inflation targeting was, you know, in the economic textbooks, they say inflation is everywhere and whatever, a monetary phenomenon. But if you look at the past 26 years, that is not true. Inflation, if you look since the last 25 years,
yes,
what we found out is that inflation is always and everywhere a supply-side phenomenon. So what happened soon after this thing was introduced, we had a 38% depreciation of the rand towards the end of 2001. Mm. Interest rates went up to about 400 basis points. And so inflation went up and interest rates went up. And then the next year, it works itself out of the system. We have the lowest inflation comes down to about 2%. So what I'm trying to say, you can go through every single episode of the last 25 years. All have been supplies, different versions of supply side shocks, whether it's the exchange rate, whether it's food prices, international oil prices, droughts, or pandemic related shocks to the economy, the global economy over the last few years in the with the public. So now the central bank, they've got, you know, central bank tools. The interest rate is completely useless when they can't address supply side shocks.
Yes.
And he alluded to this and he said these persistent supply side shocks. Now, to use interest rates to address a supply side shock, it's the equivalent of prescribing water to address, to cure a broken leg. It makes no sense whatsoever. So I would argue, when inflation goes up and goes down over the last 25 years, it's got nothing to do with monetary policy settings. Mm. So I would argue, why do you want to target something that you have no control over? Mm. Because our exchange rate is depreciating, every single year it depreciates. And that's what creates more inflationary pressures in our economy. And it's essentially a story about exchange rate depreciation and its effect on the oil price, on food prices, on imports and so forth. Yeah. And that's if you check what's happened over the past 25 years. Yeah.
That's true. And I believe that, that looking at the exchange rate was actually a key focus of the MPC pre the year 2000. But given the changes in the target and mandate, that actually then got shifted away. You mentioned so many critical themes here, Duma, and I can imagine that these are just some of the arguments that will be presented when the necessary engagements do need to take place. The technical committee, the MPC, National Treasury, other key stakeholders and counterparts before any kind of announcement is made, never mind an announcement made whether this will even be considered. And I guess that's the frustration now. Now that we know that there's a discourse, a lack of alignment between the SARB and National Treasury, what does this mean for the direction and, I guess, potential outcomes and even conversations that will happen between these two bodies regarding monetary as well as fiscal policy and the level of alignment between the two?
I think the ANC, I was listening to them at the NEC, you know, they were being polite towards the SARB, you know. I think the president needs to come up and make a statement and say the central bank is out of order. They must stay in their lane and wait until this thing has been sorted out through democratic processes of consultation. So I think it's a wait and see for the man in the street, the Kaya listeners. We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, yeah.
In the meantime, I guess we just take the most recent interest rate cut that we received and run with that for as long as we can. Because, it's going to be an interesting one. Duma, thank you so much for your time as always. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Fugu. Yeah.
Duma Qobule joining us, the independent economist, giving us some insight into the challenges that have now been highlighted regarding the South African Reserve Bank as well as National Treasury, all on the back of the premature inflation targeting announcement that was made by the MPC last week. It is 6:45. You are listening to Kaya Biz. Do stay with us. In a moment, we're going to come back and give you some analysis on ShopRite. Yep, one of the biggest retailers across the continent is actually scaling back its exposure across the continent. It's not new news, but there's a new market that they are exiting.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. Click.
kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.